Just want to take a second to boo about a little bit of that wonderful consumer rage that I experience from time to time. It's when you don't get the kind of customer service or quality or what you expect from a company, and yet because you're little Joe Nobody, you don't have a lot of options, at least not legal options that won't land you in jail, which is usually how I get so angry, and I'm just like, oh, you know, this is what I'm going to do to that place. I never do, but I think many of you can relate to that. And my consumer rage currently comes from a company called Les Schwab Tires, which is in, I think, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, I don't know, Pacific Northwest. I'm in Portland. And, you know, it all stems around me paying for a higher quality tire, well, quote-unquote 80,000 mile tire, and at 33,000 miles, the tire, one of my tires is crapped out because it was cracked and cruddy, and the other three are headed there, and the best they could do for all the warranty, etc., is give me a 20% discount on a newer, cheaper tire. And it kind of boils down to the fact that the warranty is pretty much impossible to understand and read, and I just feel swindled. I feel like this company always makes you think they got your back, but in reality they just are behind you because you're bent over a barrel. And my guess is that most tire companies, exactly the same. It's just a bunch of shysters. But I'm pretty much done with Les Schwab. It burns me up that at, you know, 40% usage of a tire doesn't qualify me for much of a discount on new tires. It's like they're just trying to rope me back into the same load of crap that I was in before. So if you can hear me, let me tell you, Les Schwab, probably like any other place, they don't have your back. They just want your money and whatever it takes to push you over. That's what they'll do. And like I said, I don't know if they're violating their warranty or they've just got it so the words on the warranty aren't the same words that they speak to you when they sell you the item. And as is the case, it's like 2 years ago, the guy who told me, oh yeah, this, that, and the other on the 80,000 mile tire, he's, you know, nowhere to be found. And his word doesn't mean anything. It's whatever's in writing. So once again, kind of got burned and screwed by corporate America. And as the little man, nothing I can do.